appreciate again that our hearts been made to feel in the service, and ask you to pray for us for just a minute. A lot of things, I guess, comes to your mind when you're listening to these songs. I do appreciate the song service, not just saying that, but I try to listen, and they've been good, they've been rich, they've been helpful, if you'll just let them help you this morning, even the young ones. What a blessing it is today. If you want to read with us, go and read some out of the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians. Very familiar scripture. This morning we're going to read in just trust the Lord and have the message. We never know the hearts of the people. The Lord does, but we don't. We think we do sometimes, but we're probably fooled or mistaken for the most part. And a lot of things done been said this morning, as we said, just a lot of things crossed our hearts and our minds, and I appreciate the reading of the Word, and I appreciate people that'll try to understand that of the reading of the Word. Fourth chapter, book of Ephesians. I'm going to start with the first verse. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he is ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto a measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men or the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man the truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians. Knowing this morning, it's a wonderful book. It's a wonderful chapter. And there's just a lot of things in this chapter that could probably, and has been for over time and time, been preached. And a lot of things that I don't know that we'll ever get around to this morning. But nonetheless, this is what we've read to you. And I know today this is Young People's Day, and I realize that. And I'm, all I can give you on that is that I hope that you'll look at us as being the young from the heart, and not altogether on that of the outward appearance. And I feel like sometimes that I'm very young. I really do. But it don't last very long. It just goes away pretty quick, a lot quicker than it used to. But you pray for us. Just a minute. We'd like to say in the beginning that, and they is talking about that of Adam and that seemingly that fell from Adam. And that Bible says by one man's disobedience, all became sinners. Now, the truth of it is that you will, sometime or another, you'll come to the place and realization that you are a sinner. And, brethren, and without that realization, you can't be saved. Did you know that? Brother Clinton Lunsford used to say all the time, he said, we've got to get them lost. He said, there's no way that, brethren, they'll ever be saved if they're not lost. Now, I used to think about that quite often, but nonetheless, he said it quite often, and it did make me think, and I appreciate that. But that ain't what I'm going to preach on this morning. I've been something just lingering around concerning the lost, but, brethren, it just hadn't popped up. So I'll just leave it alone for a little while. God help us. I'd like to preach just this morning. God help us, my friend, about who, my friend, are you a prisoner of? My friend, who are you a prisoner of? And I'll say, and I'll change this word just a little bit. What are you a prisoner of? Brethren, there's something, my friend, that owns you. They most certainly are. There is something that's got you captive. Yes, sir. Captive at its will. And I want you to think about it. He said, I therefore have the prisoner of the Lord. My friend, did you know that Paul knowed what it was? My friend, to be put in a normal, natural prison. My friend, he most certainly did. Yes, sir. That ain't what he is talking about. My friend, I'll say this. My friend, he's one of the few men that you read in the scriptures whether he escaped from prison, my friend, or got out of prison, my friend, with the Lord's help. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I don't know what I'm going to preach. My friend, but I'll be honest with you this morning. Brethren, they stopped. Then that owns you. My friend, it most certainly does. My friend, to be a prisoner of something means it's got control. My friend, it's prison, my friend, normally is a controlled atmosphere. Yes, it is. They call them. My friend, in that, not only in the scriptures, my friend, but in this day and hour. My friend, brethren, they call people having jailhouse religion. My friend, jailhouse religion. My friend, I'll talk about that maybe just a minute. My friend, there's a lot of folks, my friend, straighten up when you get them behind bars. My friend, in prison. My friend, captive. Brethren, they can't get out. They can't do nothing. My friend, and therefore, brethren, their mind goes to work. My friend, and brethren, in their mind, they, my friend, got it all figured out. If they'll straighten up, they'll get out. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I'll talk about my family just a minute. My friend, brethren, I had an uncle. Brethren, he wasn't too much older than I was. My friend, brethren, that man, I believe he loved prison. My friend, I really do. My friend, I really believe he loved prison. My friend, he liked being behind bars. My friend, you say, preacher, why's that? My friend, it took me a long time. I believe the Lord showed me. My friend, why he liked it. My friend, brethren, he had no responsibilities. My friend, behind bars. Brethren, he'd get out. Brethren, he couldn't handle it.
son? No, he couldn't. My friend, he's better off behind bars. The matter of fact, he'd do something to see how quick. My friend, they'd put him in jail. My friend, that's my family. My friend, I can talk about them. My friend, brother, I doubt you got anybody like that. My friend, but I'll tell you one thing. My friend, they was something of that prison, that man. Yes, they was. My friend, it encaptivated him. My friend, brethren, it overruled him. My friend, he could not stand the everyday responsibility of raising a family. My friend, no, sir, now hear me. My friend, preacher, that don't mean nothing. Yes, it does. My friend, I don't know you. My friend, I don't know your heart. Brethren, but there's something that captivates you. My friend, day by day. Yes, sir. My friend, week by week. My friend, month by month. Year by year. My friend, brethren, there's something that imprisons you. They most certainly are. Who are you a prisoner of? My friend, what are you a prisoner of? My friend, there's a lot of folks, and I'm just going to be plain. My friend, will you this morning? My brethren, just because you show up the house of God, my friend, doesn't really mean that's where you want to be. My friend, did you know that? My friend, no, sir. You say, preacher, there's something wrong with you. My friend, brethren, I tell you. My friend, I found out. You know what you are. My friend, without Christ. My friend, you're Adam. My friend, you're Adam. My friend, yes, you are. My friend, you're the first Adam. My friend, what the Bible says. The first Adam was of the earth thirsty. Yes, sir. Did you know there's two Adams? Thank God. My friend, thank God. My friend, I'm glad I fell under that of the first Adam. My friend, but I'm glad that I got set free. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, he don't imprison me. My friend, anymore. My friend, you say, preacher, you boasting? My friend, I'm going to boast in the Lord. My friend, it ain't altogether, my friend, my decision every time. My friend, it's what the Lord says. My friend, hear me. My friend, I pretty much do what I want to do. My friend, and you do too. Yes, you do. My family, I'm going to tell you something. My to-do list changed when I got saved. Yes, sir. My friend, my want-tos changed. My friend, when I got everything right between me and the Lord. My friend, my want-tos and my desires, brethren, they changed. Yes, sir, I became a prisoner. My friend, did you know being a prisoner of God ain't bad? My friend, do you know that? My friend, hell. My friend, do you know this morning? My friend, that God's full of love. My friend, I thought a lot of time. I've made this statement, my friend. It ain't bad to be in prison. My friend, it's just according to what you're a prisoner of. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, it's just matter. It's a matter of fact of who's over you. My friend, yes, sir. Brethren, I tell you, things happen in our life, my friend. Makes no difference. purpose, whether you one of his or one of the world. My friend, things happen, things come to pass, my friend. There's a lot of folks a prisoner of fear. Did you know that? Yes, sir. There's a lot of folks got fear. My friend, a lot of people can't get too high. They got a fear of height. My friend, phobia is what they call it. My friend, right here. My friend, it don't bother me. My friend, I used to climb the highest tree. My friend, you know it's silly. My friend, but I can do it right now. My friend, I don't have to be that far off the ground. My friend, I get on a house or something now. It don't bother me looking down. My friend, but when I look up, my friend, I lose it. Yes, sir. Something changed. I don't know what. My friend, I ain't got no business being on house no way. My friend, I about figured that now. But listen to me. My friend, brethren, the devil would like to encapture you. Yes, he would. My friend, the devil would like to keep you. My friend, in prison, right where you are. My friend, he likes to put you in confinement. Yes, sir. Solitary. When there ain't nothing that you get but a little food and water. Yes, sir. My friend, the Lord ain't like that. My friend, the Lord. My friend, when you're a prisoner of the Lord, my friend, brother, you can be happy on the hills of glory. Did you know that? My friend, you say, preacher, I ain't in glory. My friend, well, you could be. My friend, yes, sir, in an instant. Yes, you could. My friend, what are you a prisoner of? Who are you a prisoner of? My friend, there's been a lot of people. There's a little woman, my friend, taken captive. Yes, sir, and she is in the house of her master by the name of Naaman. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, this woman was so significant, my friend, that it never did call her name. My friend, it called her a little maid. My friend, she is just a little maid. My friend, taken captive. My friend, and wound up in the captain's household. Yes, sir. Now, Naaman was a mighty man of valor. My friend, he was a warrior. Yes, he was. He was a leader. Yes, he was, but he was a leper. Yes, sir, he couldn't associate. My friend, with everybody. No, sir. Leprosy, my friend, kept you at a distance. My friend, yeah. It most certainly did. One day, my friend, that little maid spoke up. My friend, she said, I would to God that the master go down there and see the man of God. He would cleanse him of his leprosy. My friend, yes, sir. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, if you'll have it, Naaman was a prisoner. My friend, of something, my friend, he couldn't get rid of. Ain't that the way it is when you're lost? My friend, undone without God. My friend, yes, sir. Got leprosy and can't associate with nobody. My friend, can't function. My friend, just like being in a prison. My friend, being confined. My Bible says that his wife told Naaman what the little maid said. brethren, and he got some goods up, my friend, and run off down there where the man of God was. My friend wound up in the city and come to the king. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, church, you mind the Lord. My friend, God gonna deliver this morning. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, yes. Yes, yes, glory, hallelujah. My friend, he's here to set people free. My friend, you don't have to be in prison. No, sir. No, sir. Oh, glory, hallelujah. My friend, God wants to save. My friend, God wants to heal. Brethren, God wants to cleanse. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. My friend, and he will save. My friend, them that believe upon him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, ain't God good this morning to give us so many blessings? My friend, undeserving. That's what we are. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, I can't help it. I'll hush as soon as I can. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, God knows how to deliver. My friend, yes, he does. My friend, you don't have to be. My friend, the worst man living. My friend, you just have to be lost. My friend, and when you become lost, brethren, I tell you, God will work on you. Yes, he will. Yes, sir. My friend, I don't know. My friend, I really don't. My friend, I said in the beginning, brethren, I don't know people's hearts. My friend, I don't know this young man's heart. My friend, and I'll tell you, he was standing right up here. My friend, God dealing with him. I don't know what he's dealing with him about. My friend, I didn't ask the Lord. My friend, I'll tell you one thing. My friend, I believe God can help him. Yes, sir, whatever the problem is, whatever the reason is. My friend, brethren, he can save to the utmost. Yes, he can. Thank God you become a prisoner of the Lord. My friend, you get benefits. You know that. My friend, thank God. Thank God. Them old sleepless nights will go away. Yes, they will. My friend, that old fear. Yes, sir, that kept you all tied up. My friend, it'll go away. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. My friend, you say, preacher, you talk like it's already happening. My friend, I'll tell you, there's no reason. Only unbelief. Thank God I'll keep it away. You have to believe. Yes, sir. You have to believe. You say, preacher, it ain't easy. My friend, to believe in the Lord. My friend, the truth of it is, my friend, after you believe, you'll find out it's the easiest thing in the world. My friend, that you've ever done. Yes, sir. Glory. 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 My friend, therefore the prisoner of the Lord. My friend, you know what Paul said? He said, we beseech you. My friend, beseech you. Yes, sir. That you walk worthy of the vocation. my friend, wherewith you're called. My friend, brethren, we've all had a calling. If you've been born again, my friend, all he's saying is just walk within that calling. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, you know there's unity in the church. My friend, there is. There's unity in the church. There's unity in the Lord. My friend, they most certainly are. My friend, I don't know his problem. My friend, the truth of it is, if he'll just believe, my friend, upon that Christ has already done. Now, yes, glory, hallelujah. My friend, son, God wants to help you. Yes, he does. My friend, just let him. Just let him, thank God. My friend, let him come into your heart. Glory, hallelujah. It makes no difference what the devil says. He's a liar. Thank God. But brethren, Jesus will take whatever's wrong in your life and make it right. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, he'll do it. He'll do it. My friend, he won't do it, my friend. Brethren, for any other reason. Brethren, other than that he loves you. My friend, simply because he loves you. My friend, that's the reason he'll do it. My friend, open your heart. My friend, let Jesus come in. Brethren, see what kind of my friend person you can be. My friend, for Jesus in your life. My. Yes, sir. Like a lot of folks think, my friend, they're missing out if they ain't one of the crowd. My friend, I'll tell you what you're doing. You're missing out if you ain't one of the Lord's. Yes, you are. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Church, you just mind the Lord. My friend, you feel like praying this young man, come on. I'll say this. My friend, it doesn't take. My friend, me or you, either one. My friend, moving unless God says so. My friend, but when God says move, folks, we need to move. My friend, Susan said this morning that the Lord impressed her to move sometime. My friend, brethren, he's impressed a lot of people to do some things. My friend, that seemed like it was plumb out of place. My friend, but when they done them, thank God, great things begin to happen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, sister, you pray. My friend, I just believe God's got enough in him to help him, don't you? Yes, sir. This could be the day he go home a different prisoner. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, sometimes we look for a lot. My friend, when Jesus saves, my friend, the truth of it is, when he saves, it is a lot. Yes, sir. I can remember when I got saved. My friend, brethren, I got up and all in the world ever told the church. My friend, I said, the Lord saved me. My friend, that's all I told them, Dad. My friend, you know why that's all I told them? That's all I had. My friend, Jesus saved me. Thank God. And he did. Yes, he did. My friend, before I got home, the devil done talking to me. My friend, about a lot of things. My friend, I'll tell you what. I'll just tell you what I found out. My friend, I found out for myself. My friend, that the devil didn't tell you no truth. My friend, he always tell you a lie. Yes, sir. If nothing else, he'll tell you just to put it off. My friend, the Lord will hear you some other time. My friend, that might be well and good. My friend, for some folks. But I'm going to tell you. My friend, in reality. Brethren, in reality. My friend, brethren, it don't take a tragic accident to take you out of this world. My friend, it takes one heartbeat. My friend, David said it. He said, there's but one heartbeat. My friend, most people's hearts, my friend, race between 66 and 76. My friend, between 66 seconds and 76 seconds, my friend, that's how close you are, my friend, to being out of here. Not just like that. My friend, just like that. You say, preacher, not so. Yes, sir. My friend, yes, sir. Some of you know, some of you might not. My friend, I got a pacemaker. My friend, actually on my second one. My friend, September, I'd have them for 21 years. My friend, between the two. I went the other day. My friend, they said everything looking good. My friend, wasn't no big thing to them. My friend, they said, but your battery going dead. My friend, yeah. My friend, well, they don't want to wait till it goes dead before they, my friend, put another one in. My friend, I'm thankful of that. You know when I'll put a battery in my vehicle? My friend, when I go out there and it won't turn over. Yes, sir. That's when I'll put a battery in. My friend, I said all that to say this. My friend, brethren, my heart rate gets too low. My friend, I go in, they check it out, and they turn this thing on. They'll cut it off, and they'll tell me. They say, now I'm turning it off. My friend said, we're going to see what happens. My friend, they'll turn it off, and my heart rate just goes, vroom. Just keeps going down. I had one of them say, well, I'm going to have to cut you back on. My friend, in other words, it just keeps going. My friend, just came on down. So I got a little old battery keeping. I'm set around 65. My friend, that's what I'm set on. My friend, now, I said all that. When I get active, the good thing of it is, my friend, when I get active, my friend, my pacemaker cuts off. My friend, and I'm on my own. My friend, it's a little bit scary if you get to thinking about a few things. My friend, you know what? I've learned, thank God, that God will help me. My friend, yes, sir, with my infirmities. My friend, yes, sir, this young man. My friend, evidently got a problem, folks. My friend, my friend, Brother Max. My friend, Carver and his wife. I used to sing that old song. It's me again, Lord. I've got a problem that I cannot solve. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, God won't give up on you, son. My friend, don't give up on yourself. Thank God. Thank God. My friend, put it all out there. My friend, and see if God won't hear you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, glory. My friend, I'm going to be quite frank with you this morning. My friend, I don't know. Kathy asked me a couple of times. My friend, she said, who you got coming to preach this morning? Help my friend. I said, well, I don't know. She probably done figured out she is in trouble. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my friend, somebody else. Help my friend, Alan. Help my friend. I come in, he got all the hook up, and he said, who you got coming? I said, well, you looking at him. Help my friend, yeah. Help my friend. It ain't by no purpose of my own, but I'll be honest with you. Help my friend. I just really couldn't get satisfied on somebody. Help my friend. And the truth of it is, after a while, I just say, Lord, if you're going to send them, send them. Glory. If not, my friend, I'm going to go ahead. Yes, sir. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Can I tell you how God works? My friend, I sat down right there. My friend, he laid a man on my heart. My friend, just that quick. You say, preacher, when's he coming? Well, you'll see. My friend, that ain't all. My friend, folks. My friend, as far as I know, we'll go on. My friend, we gonna have revivals. Is that safe to say? My friend, my friend, we gonna have revival. And I'll tell you what he done to me this morning. My friend, he give me the man. Glory, hallelujah. How you say, preacher, you ain't talked to nobody? I don't have to. God part is, he's done the talking. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. My friend, might not be a big thing for you. It is a big thing for me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Church, keep praying. My friend, this young man gonna get answered. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. You say, preacher, stand down there too long. My friend, you let him get rid of him. When he gets rid of himself, my friend, the Lord will give him that answer. Oh, glory, hallelujah. My friend, ain't that when the answer comes, Steve? When we quit trying to solve the problem. My friend, we quit trying to figure everything out. My friend, we quit trying to put all the X's and the O's in place. My friend, and let him do it. Thank God he'll answer you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. My friend, I don't know. I don't know your heart. My friend, I don't know what you stand in need of. My friend, I really don't. Brethren, I'll tell you this morning. My friend, you don't have to be a prisoner. My friend, to those things, my friend, that encapture you. No, you don't. No, you don't. I see more and more. My friend, more and more. People, my friend, depending on themselves. My friend, are depending on this world. Brethren, to get them out of trouble and out of situations. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I don't know your heart. I really don't this morning. Brethren, I don't know who or what's got you encaptured. My friend, I don't know what's got a wall build around you. My friend, they sang that song. They sang a lot of songs. There's a lot of them that's pretty good, and there's a lot of them that probably not. My friend, but I'll say this. My friend, there's a lot of them out there that I might not care a whole lot about. My friend, but there's some things or verses in them that make you think about some things. My friend, yes, sir. They used to sing a song, you don't hear it very much. ain't my friend anymore. No, sir, talking about chain gang. Chain gang, the chain gang. Ain't my friend the things that wrap you up in chains. Ain't my friend now. Now, ain't my friend, I know where they're coming from. Ain't my friend, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. Sometimes we need to realize, ain't my friend, one day, my friend, we was in the same shape. Yes, sir. Think about the day, my friend, that you come down. My friend, think about the day that you sit in the pew and God just dealing with that heart. And that old heart felt like it's going to come out of her. My friend, brethren, them things are real. You know that? My friend, and think about the time when you come. My friend, what did you have to do? My friend, right where he's at. My friend, brethren, he's got something he's got to do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the sooner he learns that, my friend, the better off he's going to be. Yes, sir. My friend, you say, preacher, you don't know that God can give him what he needs. I surely do. My friend, I surely do. Brethren, and the truth of it is, when he gets it, folks, he won't have to worry about where it come from. Thank God. Thank God. Glory. Hallelujah. My friend, so pray. Keep praying. Just keep on praying. My friend, wasn't too long after that song come out. My friend, they was rattling some chains in that song, and I got to listening to it, and I said, boy, that's pretty good. My friend, why did it appeal to me? My friend, it appealed to me because it, if people was listening, it ought to tell them, my friend, that they're encaptured by the wrong thing. My friend, something's got them all weighted down. My friend, it don't need to be. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, son, you'll never get it figured out on your own. My friend, you are gonna have to trust the Lord. My friend, with all of it. I mean, just every bit of it. Lay it right there where you at. Glory to God, he'll set you free. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he's promised he'd hear you. My friend, are you calling on him? My friend, have you called on his name? My friend, oh, Jesus. My friend, brethren, it don't take much to get his attention. No, it don't. No, it don't. My friend, wasn't long after that song come out, my friend, that another come. My friend, and it talked about getting rid of them chains. Yes, sir, it was a little more uplifting song. My friend, tell people how to get rid of them chains. I can't remember neither one of them. My friend, just bits and pieces. But I can tell you this much. My friend, the day that I got saved, my friend, brethren, was a better day. Yes, sir, than the day that I sat back there. My friend, just held on to the bench. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I know something was going to happen. My friend, I know the Lord was dealing with me. My friend, I didn't know altogether how you prayed to get saved. My friend, I didn't ever know what it was to come down to an altar. My friend, I'd seen some people do it. My friend, but I couldn't tell you what they prayed. My friend, I couldn't tell you altogether what went on. My friend, I didn't see no big light. My friend, I didn't get up shouting. Thank God, but I can tell you one thing. My friend, I left there a whole lot emptier than I come. You hear me? My friend, you say, preacher, what do you mean a whole lot lot emptier. That my friend, I felt like I could fly. That my friend, a burden was gone. That my friend, that old load I was carrying, my friend, wouldn't there. No, sir. That my friend, brethren, I'll tell you, there is reality in being saved. Born again. Yes, they are. There's a reality, my friend, in the fact that God deals with you. My friend, and when he deals with you, my friend, you ought to pay attention to him. My friend, that's the only way you'll get help anyway. Just come to him. My friends, just give up, thank God. Let Jesus take over. Yes, sir, he will. He will take over. He'll take over as much as you'll give him. Did you know that? Yes, sir. You say, preacher, my friend, why don't you just hush? Well, if I could, I would. My friend, I'm in a position I can't, and I ain't too much worried about. Glory! 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 If I just shout, thank God, I'm just going to shout. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, God knows how to help him. My friend, I ain't worried about the Lord. No, sir, he knows how to help him. My friend, he knows what he needs. My friend, but brethren, he's gonna have to give it up. My friend, brother, as long as you hold on to a lot of things, God can't help you. Do you know that? My friend, the Lord just ain't able to help. My friend, in that situation. My friend, I really don't think that's the case. I'm just gonna stick with what the Lord showed me. My friend, I don't know this morning. My friend, about you. Brethren, I'll tell you, I know one that knows you. Yes, sir, and he knows what you need to be doing right now. My friend, right this moment. My friend, who you gonna leave here being a prisoner of? Yes, sir, who you gonna leave here being a prisoner of? My friend, it just ain't bad being a prisoner of the Lord. And I can tell you. Yes, sir. My friend, old Paul knows what it was to be in prison. He knows what it was to be beat. He knows what it was to be left in the street. My friend, naked and destitute and just left for dead. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, but he also knows what it was when the Lord delivered him. Yes, sir. My friend, son, if I could believe for you, I would. I can tell you right now what I'd believe. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, it's going to have to come from you. Yes, it is. The Lord, Lord's speaking to you, thank God. He's looking for something. My friend, he's looking for something from you. Now just give it to him. Just give up, thank God. Let him have it. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory, hallelujah. You ain't the only ones ever been there. My friend, I'll tell you something. There's people all around you, my friend, that could, if they could believe for you, they would. My friend, it's what's on their heart. My friend, but I'll tell you, you need that satisfaction. Yes, sir, I'm satisfied with God's great redemption plan. I'm satisfied, thank God, it's sufficient all for man. Yes, sir, I thank God. My friend, I thank God. I can leave here satisfied, can you? Oh, oh, glory, hallelujah. My friend, I can't help it. My friend, listen to me this morning. My friend, God wants to save. God wants to heal. My friend, God wants to be, my friend, the one that you're in prison for. Ain't I, friend? Yes, sir. He wants to be your all in all. Ain't I, friend? He said he was. Ain't I, friend? We had one God. Ain't I, friend? One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God. Ain't I, friend? One God. Ain't I, friend? He said through all. Did he not? Then he said in you all. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I'm glad God go home with you. You know that? That ain't all. Thank God he'll go to work with you. Yes, sir, if you let him. Yes, he will. My. He'll go to school with you. Folks, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Wouldn't it be great? Lord, save some young person this morning. You talk about young people's day. Glory to God. Wouldn't that be great? My friend, you say, preacher, preacher, there's too much out there. My friend, you go talk in somebody else's ear. My friend, I'm going to tell you, there is a lot out there. My friend, and there's a lot that's wooing that of young and old alike. My friend, but I can't help it. All I can tell you, my friends, I got a God that's able to help you. My friend, and it really don't matter what the age is. My friend, we put a lot of roadblocks up ourselves. Do you know that? We most certainly do. We put a lot of roadblocks up. My friend, we most certainly do. We put up things, my friend, that the Lord can deliver us from. My friend, and we've not even given a chance. We just succumbed to it. My friend, we just yielded to it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Church, I want you to know the Lord's real. I know you know that, but I want you to know. Thank God that he's real this morning. My friend, there ain't nothing slack on his part. My friend, no, sir. The Bible said it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. My friend, all, A-double-L. My friend, whether people have that or not. My friend, brethren, if you ever get anything from the Lord, you'll repent. My friend, somewhere down the line. My friend, you'll do it here, you'll do it at home, you'll do it on the road, you'll do it in the backyard, I don't care. My friend, brethren, you're going to repent somewhere. My friend, and then you'll be able to hear from the Lord. Yes, you will. You can hear clear then. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you know, you say, preacher, don't you feel sorry for him? My friend, well, my friend, knowing what I know, my friend, I really can't feel sorry for him. My friend, but the truth of it is, it don't take the Lord a half hour to save us. It don't take him 2 hours. My friend, and I'll raise my hand, my friend. I've been in the altar longer than that. My friend, trying to sort things out. My friend, I have. My friend, I ain't telling you no lie, but I'll tell you what, when the answer come, my friend, I didn't stay in the altar. My friend, I got up, thank God, knowing that he give me what I was supposed to have. Yes, sir, and I depended on it. My friend, and the truth of it is, Steve, I'm still depending on it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, ain't you concerned about him? You better believe I am. My friend, but I'll tell you, he's at the right place to work things out. My friend, he got all the help, my friend, he'll get anywhere in this world. My friend, and it's still up to him. My friend, yes, sir, it's still up to him. Yeah. My friend, I had a 76-year-old man. I probably told it before. My friend, but brethren, 76-year-old. I thought he was a church member. My friend, first time I ever pastored Dry Creek Baptist Church. My friend, his name was Brother Clem Jarrett. His wife was Opal. And they sat right back there where Anthony and Pam sitting. My friend, you could look for them. You come in the church, they'd be sitting right there. My friend, yes, sir, when we went to church. My friend, it got on me a little while there, and I asked some of them around. I said, what about Clem? I said, have you ever heard a whole lot out of him? My friend, I got every kind of answer in the book. My friend, they was people testifying for Clem. Yes, it was. My friend, and there's a lot of them said, I think he got saved. My friend, a lot of them, I just think he got saved. And I said, well, he's probably the best church member you got. Yes, sir. My friend, he showed up. Now, my friend, he showed up when things was going on. He showed up when church was going on. He showed up. My friend, you hear me? One day I just thought, well, I've heard everybody else say, but I want him. And I just asked him. He was going out the door, and I said, Clem, my friend, have you ever been saved? My friend, he said, no, I haven't. No, I haven't. My friend, brother, that really struck me. It really did. I got to praying for Clem. My friend, I left Dry Creek Baptist Church. My friend, Clem never had confessed that he had been saved. My friend, well, a few years rolled around. My friend, I went back to Dry Creek. My friend, I went back the second time. You know what? Second time wasn't no different. My friend, there sat Clem and Opal. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Clem, my friend, come down with cancer. Yes, sir. Brother, and he come down with cancer. And Brother J.O. Jarrett told me something about him one time. He said, Randy, he said, I've seen that man get in the altar, and he said he'd be from one side of the church to the other. My friend, he said, but I never did hear him say he got saved. My friend, he watered the church floor out. Now Clem in his old age. My friend, he's in the hospital. Unless he was. My friend, and one day I was going over there to visit him. And I got there. It just had happened, brother. George Jones, one of the deacons, had been in there with Clem. They is actually a little kin to each other on their marriage side. My friend, and he come out there and he said, Clem got saved. Yes, sir. My friend, I just walked in the room there, and you know what? You know what old Clem said? He said, Randy, I got saved. Thank God. He said, I didn't know it was so easy. I didn't know it was so easy. My friend, all his family, they something else to this story. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. My friend, some of them said he'd never leave the hospital. My friend, he's in bad shape. My friend, his family met me out there, and they said, Randy said, can't we put his name, just put his name on the book? My friend, and I said, well, I don't believe that'd work. I said, he just got saved. I said, he needs to be baptized and join the church. Well, they tell us he ain't coming home. I said, look, my friend, let's go in there and ask Clem what Clem wants to do. Yes, sir. My friend, they all had it figured out for Clem. My friend went in there. They asked him. I didn't. I said, you going to take and asked him. They asked him. He said, I want to be baptized and join the church. My friend, lo and behold, you know what? Wouldn't a couple of weeks Clem come home? My friend, when he got able, my friend, he come back to Dry Creek Baptist Church. My friend, lo and and behold, now this is fact. My friend, brethren, I want you to know that Brother Clem and Sister Opal didn't sit back there no more. Yes, sir. Clem found him a spot right over here. Yes, he did. The second or the third pew, one or the other, on the end, about where Pam's sitting there. My friend, we never had a service that Clem didn't get up and testify. Yes, sir, testify. My friend, and he got his strength back, and he said, Randy, he said, when you want to do it? My friend, brother, and we baptized him. Thank God. Thank God. You say, preacher, now Clem, with all them years, my friend, all them years, my friend, knowing that God had dealt with him, years gone by, my friend, and he come down to the place and he said, I didn't know it was so easy. My friend, brother, we make it hard sometimes for God to work in our life. We most certainly do. We most certainly do. We make it hard for the Lord, my friend, sometimes to work in our life. My friend, when God wants to work, folks, let him. My friend, you say, preacher, I don't know how. Let him, thank God. My friend, let him if you don't know how. Let him, thank God. He'll guide you. My friend, and he'll instruct you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. My friend, I don't know about you this morning. No, sir, I don't know about you. My friend, but thank God for me and my house. We going to serve the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, wouldn't it be good? My friend, for the Lord to save somebody today. My friend, God's willing. God's willing. Not his will that any should perish. My friend, can I say it enough? My friend, people says today, and people's even told me this, and they've told people around me. My friend said, that preacher said, surely he don't expect us to live like that. My friend, the truth of it is, it ain't the preacher that's expecting. My friend, it's the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I said something a while ago. Now, the truth of it is, my friend, God'll take everything we give him. Did you know that? My friend, he'll take everything that you'll give him. My friend, you know what he'll do? He'll use it. My friend, he'll use it for his honor and his glory. Yes, he will this morning. I don't know. My friend, I don't know what he's holding on to. My friend, I don't know what the problem is. I don't know what he's looking for. My friend, or anything like that. Sometimes, my friend, we get down, we go down, we might expect too much. You know that. As Clem said, I didn't know it was so simple. Did I? What does that sound like? Sound me like he was praying real hard to get saved. You say, preacher, you can't say that. My friend, brother, I understand, and I believe you do too. It's just not simple to believe the Lord. My friend, it ain't something, my friend, that you can just turn on and off like a switch. My friend, brother, it takes some things in our life to really learn to trust the Lord, my friend, and learn to believe in him. But if we'll believe in him, thank God, take him at his word. My friend, just take him at his word. My friend, brethren, the blessings might not come to a little bit later. Do you know that? The blessings, the real blessings. Preacher, I just like to shout when I get saved. Help my friend, let me ask you something. Help my friend. What if he don't give you a shout when you get saved? Help my friend, but after you get saved, what if he wants you to say a shout? Help my friend. It could work that way. It sure could. It sure could. Help my friend. I don't know this morning. I told you I'd hush just as soon as I can. I do not know why I'm keeping on. Help my friend. I don't. I've been, brethren, I know I guess I'm far away from where we started, and I'm not too worried about that. Help my friend. I'll tell you something. Just tell you a little bit of an experience. Help my friend. I never did worry about shouting. Help my friend. I never did. It never did bother me. Help my friend. It never did. But I'll tell you, the Lord showed me one night. Help my friend. He showed me one night that I shouted all over the place. Help my friend. I mean, just shouted all over the place. And I, help my friend. That's all he showed me. Help my friend. He didn't show me where. He didn't show me when. Help my friend. He just showed me that I shouted. Help my friend. Now, I don't know how long. It was months. It was months. Help my friend. It went by. And I went over to Dry Creek one Saturday night. Help my friend. They had a meeting over there. I'm brethren. I got over there. yes, sir. I got over there. Help my friend. And the Lord got a hold of me. Help my friend. And they said I preached over an hour and shouted all over the place. Help my friend. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's what they said. I couldn't tell you to this day what happened. Help my friend. Thank God I left here. Help my friend. Now, if we'd have left a while ago, my friend, we'd have missed a blessing. Yes, we would have. Help my friend. I know the Lord. Help my friend. The Lord won't lead you wrong. Folks, no, he won't. No, sirree. No, sirree. Glory. Hallelujah. Help my friend. God's able to save you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my friend. God ain't dead. Help my friend. There's a lot of them might be dead, but he ain't dead. No, sir, is he dead this morning. Glory, glory, glory. Help my friend. Hallelujah. Help my friend. Hallelujah. Help my friend. Son, you got something you want to say? Go ahead. Help my friend. You just go ahead. I'll go back under if I have to. Help my friend. Yes, sir. Glory. Hallelujah. You got anything you want to say? Help my friend. What do you think? Help my friend. Huh? God bless your heart. You believe the Lord saved you? Yeah. Yeah. Glory. Hallelujah. Help my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll tell you what. I'll hush as fast as I can. Come on back up here. Help my friend. Come on back up here. We're going to help my friend that knows. I know we're in COVID and I know that we're in separation and all such as that. Help my friend. I don't want you to take this. Help my friend. I don't want you to take this, my friend, that we got, that you have to come. If you don't feel comfortable doing it, then you can stay right there and tell him or call him, whatever. Help my friend, that I'd like for everybody would come around, able to, and would like to, come around and give him a handshake. Help my friend. Yes, sir. Help my friend. I believe Jesus. Help my friend. I'll tell you what, I believe Jesus saves, don't you? Help my friend. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Help my friend. So you feel free to come on. Do that God's laid on your heart. Help my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory. Hallelujah. Help my friend. Ain't God good? Help my friend to give us so many blessings. Help my friend. Undeserving. That's what we are. Glory. Hallelujah. Help my friend. Ain't it wonderful? Help my friend. Ain't it just wonderful? Yes, glory. Yes, glory. Help my friend. Ho, 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 glory to God. Help my friend. Yeah. Help my friend. I can't. Oh, yeah. Glory. Hallelujah. Help my friend. That's about. Help my friend. That's about. Help my friend. About all I can do. Help my. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my, my. Help my friend, my. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Oh, oh, glory. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Help my friend, it's wonderful. Help my friend, it's wonderful what God can do. Help my friend, I thank God he's still here and answering prayer. Yes, sir. Help my friend, I thank God. Well, I do. I thank God for this young man. Help my friend. Yes, I do. I thank God. Help my friend that he stayed down there. Thank God. Until he got, help my friend, till he got an answer. Help my friend, yes sir, satisfaction. Help my friend, yes sir, glory. Help my friend, ain't it good? Glory, hallelujah. Help my friend, oh, glory, hallelujah. Help my friend, church. Help my friend, here. Oh, my. Oh, my. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my friend, y'all. Oh, y'all don't understand. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Oh, my friend. Yeah. Oh, my friend. God been good to us. Oh, my friend. Yeah. God been good to us. Help my friend. He been good to us, folks. Help my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. I can't help it. Help my friend. I don't know. No, sir. Oh, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Help my friend. Can I say this? Help my friend, brother. I do understand. Help my friend. I understand the situations we've been under. Help my friend. But I also understand, thank God, it ain't limited God. It ain't limited him one bit. No, sir. No, sir. We can't help it. Help my friend that just can't help it. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, sir. Help my friend. I don't know, brethren, what you stand in need of. I don't know, brethren, altogether what you was looking for. And I really don't. Help my friend, but I will say this. Help my friend, brethren, it's good. Help my friend, it's good when God just passes by. When Jesus passes by. Help my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my friend, ain't it good? Ain't it good, my friend? When the Lord just gives you a little bit of a, just a little bit of an inkling, my friend. Thank God that everything's all right. Ain't it good? My friend, ain't it good when you get that answer? My friend, that it'll be all right. My friend, it'll be all right. My friend, brethren, sisters, my friend, you go. Can I say this? I'm, brethren, I guess we're going to dismiss. My friend, y'all. My friend, I've done. I've been done. I just can't hush. My friend, I just can't stop. My friend, I don't know. My friend, heaven, thank God. Heaven, thank God, opened up. My friend, and glory come down. My. How you say, preacher, it don't work that way no more. my friend, brethren, it might not work in your book. Hey, my friend, but it still works in mine. Hey, yes, sir. Hey, yes, sir. Hey, my friend, don't that just bless you? Don't it? Hey, my friend, don't it just bless you? Hey, my, yes, it does, church. Hey, my friend, it's worth it. Thank God it's worth it. It's worth it all. It is. It's worth it all. Hey, my friend, when Jesus comes on the scene. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, my friend, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. There's nothing, my friend, nothing, no, nothing, brethren, my God won't do for you. Did you know that? Did you know that? My friend, I'm hushing, y'all go on. As far as I know, that's the service. My friend, thank God we'll see you, Lord willing, Wednesday night. My friend, at 7 o'clock.